Parshas Miketz, it says, Vayishlach Parei Vayikra Siyose Vayuitzu Min Abor. When the Parei heard from the Sar Mashkin that Yosef was able to interpret chalomos, to interpret dreams, Parei sent and he called Yosef and they ran with him from the prison. Chavetz Chaim Al HaTorah says a tremendous yesod that when the time came that Yosef was to be redeemed, he wasn't let out of prison slowly. He was rushed out of captivity with the greatest of speed. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu often brings Yeshuas and brings redemption. The moment that it's a proper time, then not even a second is lost. And that's how it will be in the Gula Asida, says the Chafetz Chaim. When the right time comes, we'll be delivered from our Golas. It's a Yesod, and Rabbi Zelig Pliskin talks about it in Growth Through Torah, a lesson from this, that people have difficult life situations, and one needs to realize that even in one moment, the whole picture could change. Yosef had no deadline. He had no idea when he would be set free. It seemingly, externally seemed that it was dependent on his captors, but that's not really the case. That is not the case. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a set time, and as soon as that time passed, Hashem let him out. And this awareness should give a person encouragement when he's going through a difficult time. That even if you don't see the matzav is changing and you've been in it for a while, it could change. Kibas Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. The Yeshua could come in a split second. Another lesson from this week's parsha. When Parei said to Yosef, after he liked how Yosef interpreted the dreams, and he appointed him to be in charge of the whole Mitzrayim, the whole economy. And he said, Ein adam v'chacham kamaycha. There's no one who is as understanding, as wise as you. So it's interesting. Yes, he was understanding and wise, but he just released him from prison, and he was a slave, and he trusts him now. Rechaim Shmulevitz brings down that the reason why he trusted him, because he saw that he was very honest. And he, from what he said before he interpreted the dreams, that made an impression on Parei. When Yosef began, when they asked him, he said to Parei, Biladai, and I have no power to interpret dreams on my own. It's entirely a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef did not want to take credit even for a moment. That honesty had left an impression on Parei, and he felt he could be completely trusted. You see, Parei saw one positive nekuda in Yosef's character, and he understood that he has that koyach in a bigger, larger scale. This is an idea of how you should look at people as well. Look at their minor strengths, their good qualities that you see in them. Give them positive feedback, build up their image, and realize that you could take those strengths and build it forward. Not to do the opposite of pushing a person down because of minor faults and weaknesses. The opposite should be the case, to always look up and to find good qualities and to build them up. Another Musa Haskell from this week's Parsha is Yosef. He spoke harshly to the brothers. But then at one point, one brother turned to the other brother and said, Aval Hashemem anachnu alachenu, asher ro'inu tzaras nafshenu, b'schananoi eleinu v'loi shamanu, al kein bo eleinu atzara azais. One brother said to the other, we are guilty about our brother Yosef. We saw his suffering when he pleaded to us, and we did not listen to him. And that's why this misfortune happened to us. So the aside over here is that when a person does something wrong and recognizes that he did something wrong, then he will be forgiven. If a person does something wrong and he denies it, then he won't be forgiven. So when Yosef's brothers previously said they were innocent, Yosef called them spies. But when they said that they were guilty, Yosef was filled with compassion for them, and he cried with them. So it's a Musa Haskell also. People tend to deny their faults. and the things they did wrong because they think others will respect them more and so on. But in truth, people admire honesty and the courage to admit one's mistakes. It's a brave person to say, I was wrong. That integrity builds up the attribute of honesty and gains the respect of others. When you ask mechila from someone who hurt you, they will have more positive feelings towards you than if you denied that you did anything wrong. Another Musa Haskell from this particular pasuk is that they really chapped, they understood the true aspects of how they mistreated Yosef. Because as you look through the Midrashim, it wasn't a simple thing. They had a certain mahalach. It wasn't stam jealousy. There was a deep kavan in there. They thought erroneously that Yosef was like in the gether of what Yishmael was in that tkufa, or Esav was in that tkufa, from the Lashon Hara that he said and the other things. They were concerned about that. But the bottom line was, is what they're saying in this pasuk is that even if we had our cheshbonis, aval hashem amanachnu, we are guilty. Why are we guilty? Doesn't say here we are guilty because we made an error in the way we understood Yosef. Although that possibly could be as well, but that's not what they're saying here. In this pasuk, he's saying, what is our guilt? What is our chait? What is the thing avla we did? Is because asher ro'inu tzaras nafshei b'schanna elenu. We saw the suffering of his soul when he pleaded to us, and we did not listen. They zoomed in on the nakuda, that they lacked that empathy then, when he cried towards them, and their hearts were hardened, and they're now recognizing that was the nakuda that they have to do tshuva on. And Yosef heard this, and he cried and had compassion for them. This is mamash mida kenegan mida, and started the whole Yeshua. He saw, Yosef saw, that they recognized what they did wrong and showed compassion towards Yosef in their speech, even though they weren't aware yet that Yosef was listening. So Yosef had compassion on them. Another hayra we can learn from the beginning of this week's parsha. It says that the nilus, the seven cows went up and they looked good and healthy. Rashi says their looking good was a sign of the years of plenty, of saiva. Why? Because then people look good to one another and are not envious of each other. Rashi expresses the importance of that is an akuda of simcha in life, then you don't allow someone else, what someone else has, to rob you of your own happiness. If you look at what other people have and you're envious, then you will suffer. So the Yimei HaSaiva here was not just that they had material plenty. They had a certain spiritual plenty as well. That they were happy with what the other person had. And they had good feelings towards one another. Did not bother the other person that they had more, that you had more than him or vice versa. There was a leiv toiv here. A big aspect of Saiva is a leiv toiv, and it's a Musa Haskel also. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, benches Klal Yisrael with Harchava, with Parnasa Barchava, or they have Kanai Nahara, what they need, and more than what they need, it's important to not harden your heart, but rather have your heart full of Hakaras HaToiv, and full of Hakaras HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also have full of Hakaras HaToiv and recognition and have an Ayin Toiv towards another person. You have a big house, he has a bigger house, you have an Ayin Toiv towards that person. Baruch Hashem. That's the true Saiva. When everyone's Sameach with the other one has, people have an Ayin Toiv towards one each other. They're not envious of one another. And that is a Musa Haskel that we need to work on as well, to look at each other with an ayin toiva. Have a wonderful Shabbos.